everybody. Welcome to this week's Idea Lab from the Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox. Today, we're going to talk about intensity versus consistency. I've got some cool stats for you and some surprising ideas that might give you some fuel for the rest of the year. First off, I want to thank my three partners for season 7. They are Bay Street Innovation. Bay Street Innovation are a team of software developers and software experts who can help you access essentially the big services that the big companies get, right? These massive companies that have teams to hundreds of developers and experts. Bay Street give you access to that as a small and medium-sized enterprise. So if you have a solution that you're trying to develop, you have an idea you want to bring to market, or you have a load of tedious tasks that you do all the time that you want some help with, chat to Bay Street. Everything is linked down below, and they're always linked in my newsletter and on my website, so go there for more information. Next up, I want to thank Sean and his team at findavenue.ie. If you're looking for a venue for a corporate event, like a party or a conference or any type of corporate event, really, chat to Sean. He will help you out. And best of all, it's free. Christmas is coming. Needn't stress that. But there's a lot of stuff happening, right? In-person events are finally back. It looks like we're getting a green light for the roadmap. So it's time to start organizing events, and Find a Venue will help you. And finally, Chapter. Deirdre and her team at chapter.ie, 360-degree marketing and branding specialists. If you're looking to refresh your brand, or if you have an idea for a brand new brand, there you go. You can chat to them. They will help you from concept to reality. If you have a bit of a budget to spend, get in touch with Deirdre and the team at chapter.ie. Now, on with today's Idea Lab. I'm going to have a little bit of a chat. It's something I've been thinking about a lot is over the last 18 months, it's been a pretty turbulent time, right? And I was chatting to a young entrepreneur and he asked me, how do you sustain the motivation and the intensity after the honeymoon period wears off, right? So after that like initial buzz of excitement, oh, I'm really going to do this. And then you face a few setbacks. And it's something I think about a lot as well, because you do have times in the business where you go at it hard and you have to, right? There's times as a young business where you have to put the hours in. But then as you get more mature as a person and as an entrepreneur and as your business matures as well, you go through different stages and life cycles. So for me, I'm always thinking about how do I maintain a consistent level of output? And I've worked with Shane Craddock before, a coach, and people like that who could have helped me kind of see this a little bit more clearly from an external perspective. I had Shane on the pod. It's well worth going back and re-listening to that if you haven't listened to it already. We talk a lot about consistent performance of effort and performance at a high level over a long period of time. And I looked it up today that there's 118 days left in the year. That's not meant to depress you. That's meant to kind of give you motivation and fuel to go, that's a huge opportunity. And that's how I'm viewing it as well. So September, October, November, December is a bit of a write-off, but still, there's a lot can be done in a month, even up leading up to Christmas. So that's 118 days. So I was working out, okay, let's say you had a new side project you wanted to do, or a new skill, or let's just say a new business. I hear from a lot of people who work in jobs, and they're like, oh, you know, I really want to leave my job. And two questions I get all the time repeatedly are, how do I know it's the time to leave? And the other, it's not really a question, it's more of an excuse. Oh, I just don't have the time. I have this great idea, but I just don't have the time. That's not necessarily true when you think about it logically and you break it down. I did a course recently with Ali Abdaal, the YouTuber. And just as an aside, they run these things called power hours. And every morning from 8 to 9, and they also run them from 2 to 3, but I do the one from 8 to 9. It's simply, we just log in at 8 o'clock. There's like a moderator, just the same guy every day. He's one of Ali's right-hand men. We just come on, we chat. There's consistently, it's open to, I think about 400 people have access to this, but it's the same 4 to 5 people every single day, which I find fascinating. We all log on, chat for like 5 minutes, blah, 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 whatever. And then he asks every day, what's everyone working on? And you state what you're going to work on for the hour, whatever that is. So I always try to work on some sort of creative output or the biggest challenge I'm facing that day, eat the frog and all that jazz. We've talked about this a lot on the pod. And then for the hour, we just work on Zoom. There's no discussion. Everyone goes on mute. He plays some music. And for that hour, just focus. I find it just incredibly good. So it got me thinking, well, if everyone in the entrepreneur experiment community put that hour in to pursuing a new passion or pursuing a side business, that works out as, and doesn't sound like a lot, an hour a day. And it's not really, if you get up that little bit extra earlier or you work a little bit in the evenings. So that works out as 2.95 work weeks, essentially 3 work weeks. So if you did an hour a day every day for the rest of the year, that's the equivalent of spending 3 full work weeks on your new project or your new skill or your new side hustle or whatever you want to call it. That's mad, right? And it's consistent. And that's all it comes down to. The more I learn and the more entrepreneurs I chat to and the more people I learn from, consistency is the secret superpower they all have. It's not like this massive brain power or this like access to an elite group of people that we all don't know about. It's just consistency of effort. Even on the bad days, right? Even on the days where you don't want to do anything, just doing something. And it's something I've tried to work on a lot, especially during COVID. I realized how hard it was to sustain my momentum and my energy and my mood, right? My mood and my motivation were very low. And I found even if I was just doing one thing, mind me massive, but just one thing just keeps the ball rolling. And it's the same with starting a business. We all glamorize the founders who are like, oh, you know, I slept on the factory floor and I did this, that, and the other. A lot of that is nonsense, right? It's PR spin put out often after the fact. You're not productive 24 hours a day. You're not productive. You can only be productive for a set amount of hours per day. There are the superhuman freaks like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and people like that. But even at that, you know, we're all human, right? We all have these things. But when you break it down to its smallest form, you know, an hour probably sounds like too little. Oh, I get nothing done in an hour. You'd be bloody amazed what you can get done in an hour over an extended period of time. So set yourself that little challenge for the rest of the year. Set yourself an hour, whether it's between 7 and 8 in the morning or 7 and 8 in the evening. Give yourself that hour and try something. Now, onto my second thing I'm going to talk about. Yesterday, I released a YouTube video revealing new project I'm working on. So I've been working on this for about 2 years now, all during COVID, all during lockdown, blah, blah, blah. And it's been slow, right? It's been slow, and I've kind of teased it here on the pod a number of times. And the YouTube video explains it all. So go to my YouTube channel, Mr. Gary Fox, and have a look at the video. I'll give you a sneak preview here as well, called Wild Cabins. I'm building eco cabins, tiny eco cabins that would be available to rent. You can come for a weekend or a few days or a week. Beautiful wooden interiors. You can just come into the forest and just chill. No screens, no stresses of modern life. Just get back to nature and relax and chill. Totally self-sustainable. Very kind to the environment. We'll have beautiful barrel saunas nestled in the forest. You'll have a jacuzzi, plunge pool, rainfall shower, all the extra bits. And you'll be able to come and chill. So that's what I'm working on at the minute. If you go to the YouTube channel, check it out. You'll see the fit out. We started the fit out of them now. And I also have shot another video this week, which will go up next weekend, that shows you the interior as we're making it. So I'm going to chronicle the journey, as I do here in the pod. I'm going to chronicle the journey of the realities of trying to build a new venture. I talk to a lot of people and I talk about their story a lot, but I also want to walk the walk. I don't want to be one of these people who just talks about doing it a lot. He says, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, or just interviews other people and find out how they're doing it. I apply those lessons to my own businesses. So I'm going to chronicle that and be very open about the whole journey. It's been tough. There's been a lot of challenges already, and I speak about that in the video. But I'm going to be very transparent as to how I share this journey. So go subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the pod, and you'll be able to follow me for the next, I don't know, I guess a year it might take to have it fully launched. I'm targeting launch of early 2022. So what are we now? Late 2021. So maybe 6 to 9 months time, you'll be able to come to a wild cabin and chill out. I look forward to that. That's kind of it for today. I have nothing really else I want to share with you. Keeping these pods nice and tight and compact so you can listen to them on a short little walk or a short drive. I hope you're finding value from them. Let me know what you're going to work on for the next 118 days. Add me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, wherever you want, Mr. Gary Fox. And let me know. Share it. Make yourself a little bit accountable. And I will help you in any way I can possible. I will see you back here on Thursday for the big interview. This week, we've Gary McLaughlin, one of the co-founders of Glendalough Distillery, a fascinating character. Really interesting dude. The Meeting of Two Great Garys. I'll see you back here on Thursday. Have a great week.